Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Avery Hart, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of sass. Today, we're diving into something super relevant in this crazy world we live in. Mindful communication. Ever feel like conversations turn into battlegrounds? You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and it feels more like a debate than a genuine exchange? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? There's a way to navigate these tricky waters with grace and clarity, and it all starts with mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, mindfulness is for yoga pants and incense, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about bringing awareness and intention into your interactions, making them more productive and less explosive. Think of it like upgrading your communication skills, from clumsy to charismatic. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindful communication. First up, listen actively. This means truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. It's like being a detective for their thoughts and feelings. Try to see things from their point of view. You'd be surprised how much this simple act can change the dynamic of a conversation. Second, choose your words wisely. Words have power, people. They can build bridges or tear them down in an instant. Before you speak, take a moment to consider your tone and message. Are you coming from a place of understanding? Is your language respectful and clear? Remember, the goal is to connect, not to conquer. Third, pay attention to your body language. Did you know that nonverbal cues can communicate just as much as words? Slouching, crossed arms, or a furrowed brow can signal disinterest or even anger. Stand tall, make eye contact, and use open gestures to show that you're engaged and receptive. Think of it like dressing for success. Your body language is your communication superpower. Fourth, be present in the moment. Don't get caught up dwelling on past conversations or worrying about future ones. Focus on the here and now. Really listen to what the person is saying and respond accordingly. It's like being a spectator at a live event. You can enjoy the performance without trying to change it. And finally, practice empathy. Try to understand where the other person is coming from, even if you don't agree with them. Put yourself in their shoes and consider their feelings and perspective. Remember, everyone has a story. Sometimes all they need is someone who truly listens and understands. All right, let's bring this into the real world. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner or roommate, and things start getting heated about who forgot to take out the trash. We've all been there. Instead of jumping into a defensive rant, try taking a deep breath and actively listening to their perspective. Maybe they had a stressful day and simply forgot. You could even jokingly acknowledge it with something like, "Hey, I get it. Sometimes even the trash can get forgotten in a whirlwind of stress." A little humor and empathy can go a long way in diffusing tension and making the situation less about blame and more about understanding. Remember, mindful communication is a skill that takes practice, just like any other. But by incorporating these tips into your daily interactions, you'll find yourself navigating conversations with more ease, clarity, and even a little joy. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. Remember, listen actively, choose your words wisely, pay attention to your body language, be present in the moment, and practice empathy. These simple yet powerful practices can transform your conversations from tense standoffs into meaningful connections. Ready to take this mindful approach for a spin? I want to hear about it. Share your experiences on social media using the hashtag DailyDetachment or leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going, because communication is what makes us human, and humans are pretty awesome. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.